AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says it's too early to say if signs of a thawing of relations between North Korea and South Korea at the Olympics are going to amount to anything.
It's really up to the North Koreans to decide when they're ready to engage with us in a sincere way, a meaningful way.
Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. opposes talks between the two Koreas until North Korea agrees to open negotiations on ending its nuclear program. President Trump is poised to unveil his long-awaited infrastructure plan. The AP Sagar Magani is at the White House.
He gave a preview during the State of the Union address.
$1.5 trillion for the new infrastructure investment that our country so desperately needs.
For rebuilding roads, ports, and the like. Of that $1.5 trillion, the administration plan centers on using $200 billion in federal money to leverage local and state dollars. This morning, the president tweets it'll be a big week for infrastructure, saying after so stupidly spending $7 trillion in the Middle East, it's now time to start investing in our country. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Power has been restored to most customers who lost electricity in Puerto Rico. There was an explosion and fire at a substation. Four survivors are in a hospital in Nevada. They were on a tour helicopter that crashed in the Grand Canyon. Three people, all from Britain, were killed. Police Chief Francis Bradley Wallape says it wasn't easy getting to the crash site.
The terrain where the crash occurred in Quartermaster Canyon is extremely rugged. It's only accessible by aircraft, and our first responders had a 20-minute hike.
Global markets have been higher today. Wall Street is expected to open higher after gains late Friday ended a turbulent week. A late rally Friday erased steep losses. This is AP Radio News. A fresh trio of movies leads the way at the box office.
You insist on defying me, Mrs. Gray. What should I do about that?
Learn to live with it.
50 Shades Free is the final chapter in the steamy saga of Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele.
So you want to play?
Yes, sir.
It opened with an estimated $38.8 million in North American earnings, putting it at number one at the box office. A more innocent character came in second.
Blue jacket, no pants, you must be Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, that's right.
Sony's CG and live-action update of Peter Rabbit cost around $50 million to produce and recouped a solid $25 million in its debut. In third, The 1517 to Paris. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle drops to fourth, while The Greatest Showman is fifth. I'm Ben Thomas.
Producers of Peter Rabbit are apologizing for insensitivity depicting a character's blackberry allergy in the film. The rabbits fling the fruit at him in a scene, and he's forced to use an EpiPen. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.